This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, once again, no Wayne Allyn Root. He's got tonight and tomorrow night off. My name is Lee Elsie, happily filling in for Wayne tonight on the 21st day of February, 2019. Welcome aboard for 3 hours of hopeful, fantastic radio entertainment. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go on the USA Radio Network. And listen, this is the most caller-friendly show in the entire country, and let's make it that way tonight. So if you're out there, I would love to hear from you. There's just so many different topics that we can get into, and it has been absolute chaos across the country on so many different fronts. But everybody is talking about Jesse Smollett and the Empire scenario, and the star, of course, of Empire, what I would think is going to be the former star of Empire. Although I stand by my prediction that when this is all said and done, no matter how ugly and dirty this gets for him, Hollywood loves these reclamation projects. Hollywood loves the rebirth of somebody. Hollywood loves to fix something that's broken. And this guy, even when they find him to be guilty, and that is my prediction, right? I don't know if I'm going out on a limb there. He'll come back. He'll cry and weep on a Thursday afternoon on Ellen. And she'll hug him, and the crowd will give him a standing ovation, because really, deep down in his heart, he just really wanted to bring us all together. He wanted to shine a light on racism and hatred, right? That's what he wanted to do. That's what he'll do. That's what he'll spin it. And America will buy it, because that's what they do. And that will be your big story. May not be for a couple years, because there's a chance he may hear that slamming door of a jail cell before too long. But it's a story that... it sort of encapsulates what's going on in this country, where this racial divide, where we had made such progress for so long, and now all of a sudden it seems like that gap has closed, and you know there are just way too many of these kinds of situations that are going on right now. It's really kind of scary. So I wanted to play some audio from someone that I think really kind of hits the nail on the head. This is a guy that, you know, I heard him for the first time actually today. Maybe if you listen to the news, you've probably heard of him about half a dozen times already. But Eddie Johnson is his name, and he's the Chicago Police Department superintendent. And I don't think anybody could say it more accurately, more succinct, more on the money than this guy. So I want to play about 3 minutes of this audio, and you may hear me say a few things over the top of it. But this guy gets it. So, Chris, can we play that?
I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jesse Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city.
How much money was thrown away?
Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that as a police department and also as a city. We do not, nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city, whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
Absolutely. 100%.
First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language.
Federal crime, by the way.
When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? The stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked. Now, our city has problems. We know that. We have problems that have affected people from all walks of life, and we know that. But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful.
That's a guy that gets it. That's Eddie Johnson, Superintendent, Chicago Police Department. That is a guy, I don't even know what his political party is. I have no idea. But that's a man who understands what's going on. That's a man who is in touch and plugged into his community. That's a guy who understands how much of a explosive type of a crime this could have become. Think about if he had gotten away with this. Think about what kind of anger would have been born from this idea that a couple of white men with MAGA hats on would go do such a just a horrendous crime. And you show me some examples, point to me specific examples where folks who are wearing MAGA hats or Trump types of t-shirts or whatever are going around beating up black men or Asian men or Mexican folks or gay people. I don't see it. Right? I answer these calls all morning long on my own morning show here in Connecticut, and I challenge somebody to show me. Somebody said it was like 35 different hate crimes in the last 48 hours. Show me where. I can't imagine anybody reads more news than I do, and I haven't found any of them. Now, there may be a few, of course. But what would have happened had this thing actually not been proven to be false? I mean, you want to start a civil riot war in Chicago, in the streets of Chicago, that could spill out across the country? This is the kind of thing that could do that. Chicago has their own problems. I mean, every weekend, 50 people get shot. 50! Just about every single weekend. So I just want to take a minute and give this Chicago Police Department superintendent, I mean, he has to get a tremendous amount of credit. This guy absolutely gets it. And he spelled it out in that news conference. He put it all out there on the line, and he told everybody how it was and what went on behind the scenes and how it ended up basically rattling everybody to the bones in that town. And to me, you know, we're only sort of beginning to scratch the surface as to what could have happened. I just can't imagine what could have happened had this thing had, you know, kind of flown and been unsolved, and he had gotten away with this, and the anger and the hatred, because the left went nuts in the beginning. This Eddie Johnson was talking about that. All the stars, all the stars lined up against anybody who was white with a MAGA hat. Everybody lined up against that. All of the CNN folks and the MSNBC folks lined up. Presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Booker and the rest of them, all lined up on the hatred. Oh, Trump spews all this kinds of hate. Who's the real racist here? Who is it? It's Jussie Smollett. He is the true blue just basically to the genetic code racist. How can you say anything different? He conspired with his buddies to have himself fake beat up with a noose around his neck from a bunch of MAGA hat wearing white folks so that he could perpetuate this false narrative that there are a bunch of white guys going out around in different towns across the country who are looking to pick on black people or gay people or people who may not agree with their point of view. That to me is racist. He's the racist. He's the one that perpetuated this. And as far as I'm concerned, I hope he goes away for a long time. My guess is he will not. Right? If he doesn't have a record, they'll figure out some way to keep him, if not out of jail, in one of those cushy country club jails. And I'm telling you, as I'm standing here talking to you from the middle of nowhere in Connecticut, you will see this happen to spin. This will spin his career around. I mean, for the short term, it'll hurt him. But for the long term, you watch. He'll show up again. It's like a Colin Kaepernick situation. Colin Kaepernick got $80 million from the NFL? First of all, he's certainly not good enough to warrant a contract of $80 million. But in the end, he ended up being the winner. Right? Same idea. This will happen. I'm telling you. All the lefties will rally around Smollett down the road. May not be right away because he's toxic right now. But down the road, sure. Forgiveness, forget it all, forgive him the whole nine yards, and he'll come out probably in the end a big winner. All right, so that's how we begin. I'd love to hear from you guys on this story. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's the great USA Radio Network, and the show is called War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Tangible Investments because everybody knows that gold and silver are worth their weight in gold. When the whole world is awash in debt. I mean, just awash in debt. Every country, every continent is awash in debt. China is in so much trouble. Japan is in so much trouble. Europe is in so much trouble. You know what's going on in Venezuela and Latin America. You know what's going on in Mexico. And you know what's going on in the United States. Debt, debt, debt. United States up to $22 trillion in debt. Very scary. Tangible Investments is there as your antidote. They are the gold and silver people. And they love people who understand gold and silver. So if you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before and you have a receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American gold eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. By the way, the whole thing with radio is everybody offers you something free. I'll give you a booklet free. I'll give you a book free. I'll give you a $2 coin for free. These guys are willing to give you a $199 American Gold Eagle free, not for buying, just for calling, if you could prove you're a qualified client, you've ever bought gold or silver before. So respond, and they're friends of the show, and they take good care of Wayne Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show. Tangible Investments is at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Give them a ring, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets, 800-780-9000.
All right, that was, of course, Wayne, and Wayne's got a couple days off, and I heard him as he signed off yesterday asking for some prayers, because prayers always help, as he's getting some work done at the hospital. So again, we are all sending him our greatest thoughts and our best thoughts and prayers his way, for sure. So there you have it. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Getting more and more emails from listeners across the entire country, which is always very cool. So keep them coming, and I try to respond as fast as I can. Can't always get to all of them, but I try to get to as many as I possibly can. Read them all for sure, just don't always respond. And as always, we would love to hear from more of you. So the bottom line is, I just want to finish up with the Jesse Smollett, at least for this hour. But if you want to call in, I'd love to talk to you guys about it. Because the question I want to answer it is, why? And somebody asked me this, and I couldn't answer it the other day, which was, why do you think that there are more of these fake, so I want to say sort of, but fake hate crimes that are going on around the country? Like, I mean, for example, there was the South Philly graffiti situation where there was black bank, Trump rules, etc. There was a young lady who was arrested for a fabricated story about attack on a New York City subway. There was a lady from Ann Arbor who fabricated a terrifying tale of a Trump supporter threatening he'd burn off her hijab. There was things happening in Louisiana about a Lafayette student who now admits that she fabricated her claim that men wearing a Trump hat attacked her and knocked her down. And just, I'm looking at it right now. There's like 30 of them right in front of me over and over and over again. So the question is, why do you think that's happening more and more? I mean, I thought my answer was, I think there's such hatred towards Donald Trump. The left hates him so much. We went through this in the election. I mean, if you look at it, both the candidates for 2016's presidential election were the two most hated candidates for their party, probably in history, as far as squaring off against each other. I mean, the negative numbers for both those candidates were through the roof. So even though Trump has this amazing legion of, you know, 35-40% of hardcore, absolute 100% Trump supporters, he also has probably an equal percentage of people out there who can't stand him, maybe even more. And I think that hatred for him, and you mix that in with this very volatile racial climate, and you've got a lot of these scenarios going on across the country. I can't think of anything else but that, and you couple in the ease of social media and the 15-minute of fame factor, and you've probably got more and more people who want to do this. And maybe people think it's their duty, right? Maybe they think they are helping the cause. They have to think they're helping the cause. That they're helping the cause to maybe help push Trump out of the way, help move their agenda forward. So, anyway, if you want to continue to talk about this, we can. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. It's the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. As always, I'd love to hear from you. We got a couple of guests coming up, one in the second hour, Ann Brooks, who is a tax attorney. And since a lot of people are complaining that they're not getting back the same amount of money this tax season as they did last, she's going to come in and explain that. She's fantastic. And then in the third hour, Tommy Binion will join us. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He's fantastic. He'll actually be down in Washington when we chat with him a little bit later on in the third hour of the program. Once again, our number is 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. The show is War Now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Chicago judge is setting bail at $100,000 for Jussie Smollett after his arrest for filing a false police report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him on the evening of January 28, 2019, near his apartment building in Streeterville.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is telling longtime Trump ally Roger Stone to zip it. The judge told Stone that he can make no further comments about his case to the media. Stone did apologize to the judge after posting an Instagram photo with her image of crosshairs above her head. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow lost 104 points to close at 25,851. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We'll be right back.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
But I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Cinegenics, of this national radio show. They also sponsor my TV show. They are fantastic. They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cinegenics. Everybody who watches the TV show says, wow, you look younger, you look thinner, you look better. And that's a real compliment to Cinegenics. They made me great again. They can make you great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again, one American at a time. Give a call at 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be older, fatter, or look worse, you know, call this number. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be thinner, you want to be younger, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Free, no obligation consultation. What do you have to lose? They're paying the nickel. And the call's free to you, and then the time on the phone is free. So you risk nothing, nada.
All right, we're back. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255. I'd love to hear from you guys tonight. Got, you know, a lot to talk about and would love sort of a great back and forth if you're calling from Vegas or Dallas or San Antonio, wherever it may be. Again, the most caller-friendly show in America wants you along for the ride. And I got a couple people we're going to go to in just 1 second. But we did get, I did get an email. It says, comes from Hendu. It says, yeah, go ahead, buddy. Actually, I think I'm part of the majority. We got rid of a president who was in office for 8 years, and he had no problem with making up stories, causing problems, and spreading hate throughout the nation. It's a shame, but that's really what it is. It's all the leftover hate from him, and he advocates that still, and he advocates it, unfortunately, using weapons and arsenals, etc., against Donald Trump, and again, that's why you have such hate in the country. So that's a different perspective from Hendu, causing maybe saying Obama is the root of all of this evil, if you will. Let's go to Long Island, where Dana is waiting. Dana, good evening. You're on War Now.
Hey, good evening, Lee. Thank you. You know, it's pretty crazy when you look at it, because, you know, since Trump has been in office, the only ones that have any violence inflicted upon them are, if you will, the Republicans, the conservatives, you know, from the guy getting shot at the softball game, and when the people at the concert that were shot, not that that was a motive. That was the motive. No one knows, but nevertheless, the demographic was that those were Trump supporters. And you look and you see from people like Maxine Waters stirring the pot, telling people to get out and make a fuss. And they are the ones that say, Trump is racist, this is racist, he's a xenophobe, he's... And the only ones that are absolutely being violent and are doing this are the Democrats. It's insane.
I tell you, Dana, there's not a lot. Well, let's put it this way. I don't agree with everything Trump does, okay? So that I can put on the table right there. I agree with a lot of his policies as far as taxes and, of course, immigration. I'm on board. But the one thing I could never understand from the left, this whole racist scenario, this racist spin that they put on this, I can't point to any in particular thing other than Fredericksburg, which I still don't think when he came out and he talked about, you know, all there were good people there were bad people there. There were people who were there to support those statues. And they keep going back to that. And if that's really the only thing that I can point to that would even be remotely racist that Donald Trump has done since he's become president. I don't see anything else. This whole idea with the wall and keeping out brown people, that's garbage. That's not why he wants to build the wall. If I keep out brown people, it's because it's a campaign promise, number one. And number two, it's for border security. So you're right, Dana. They have spun this narrative of racism. It is just, to me, it's just completely not factual.
It's ridiculous. I mean, did you see today the kid that got his face punched in?
I did.
At UC Berkeley? I mean, it's one thing after another. Every day you hear somebody getting a hat tipped off the head, a soda thrown in their face. I mean, I got to tell you something. We're in some crazy times. And the fact that these people are so disconnected, this is scary. I mean, it's really scary. And I don't play either side. You know, I'm not a Republican. Right. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just a sane person. I'll be the first to say that. But anyway, it's a great show.
Before you go, Dana, tell me what you think is causing all the hate, really. What's behind it?
You know, it's funny, Lee, because I put that up the other day, and I have the same question. And on your show the other day, there was that you had those young men in there, and I think they hit the nail on the head. It's the media. Because, you know, what about the guy that was sending all those bombs? Remember the bombs that we were all talking about last year, about the guy that they had his truck that was blasted with them? What happened to that?
That's you know, a good
and
question.
So
that guy disappeared.
It disappeared. It's like, what happened to it? Oh, so they ring the bell when it's there, and all of a sudden there's no meat on the bone. They just let it disappear. So it's definitely the media. It's definitely the media. And you know, here's what they said today about this new guy now. Here's what you're going to hear. The guy that was in the Coast Guard, you know what they're calling him now? They're calling him a white nationalist. He's a self-professed white nationalist. So people will take that, those two words, and automatically in their mind, they're going to say he's a white supremacist. Now, what's wrong with being a white nationalist, a brown nationalist, a black nationalist? A nationalist is, I mean, it's a word. You can put any connotation behind it. But my goodness, the way they paint this out in the media is so slanted. But I got to tell you something. Because it gets media coverage, the majority of American people aren't stupid. And we see through this. And all this racist stuff you hear every day, race, 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 race. I'm going to tell you something. There are racists, but the vast majority of people just want to, like, live and let live. That's
Dana, great job, man. Dana, great call. Didn't mean to cut you off there at the end. I thought you were done, but fantastic call from our friends out in Long Island. I think you hit the nail on the head. I agree with that. 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. And the incident he was referring to is a confrontation caught on video between what appears to be two, either I would think college students if they're at UC Berkeley's campus, although as I get older, college students look like high school students, who high school students look like, you know, second graders to me now as I get older. But I'm looking at two, the kid got punched right in the face by, I can't believe there's a tough guy on UC Berkeley. I mean, this guy is, he can pretend to be a tough guy. He's dressed all, I shouldn't laugh because the kid got punched in the face, but I mean, he's a pretend tough guy on the campus of UC Berkeley. And I didn't think they had tough guys at UC Berkeley. I thought they were all, snowflakes, if you will. 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. Let's go back out to Long Island where Pat is waiting. Pat, you're on War now.
Hey, what's Pat? Happening, Lee? Second time what's around up? Today.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
I got something I like to tell people, and it is liberals are the most tolerant people in the world until you disagree with them. I don't understand where this whole thing has come from when everything has gotten almost like semi-militant. You know, the right used to be called the angry right. Now the left is just, you know, they're unhinged. I mean, and it's, honestly, I think it started before Obama. I think it started around, around the Bush era, George W.
Well, what do you think is causing it?
I think the last caller, Dana, you know, hit the nail on the head. I mean, the media is there fanning the flames even when there is no fire. Jesse Smollett. I mean, there's countless stories of the media just fanning flames of nothing there and getting everybody up in arms for no reason. I really don't get it.
Yeah, you just look at the last, last month, let's put it in the month category, and I'm going to go through some of these fake Trump sort of racial stories after the next break starts, but, I mean, what about the kids from the Catholic high school? They were dragged through the mud by the media for almost a week until the real video surfaced.
Yeah, and now they're
this situation.
Doing it, right?
Yeah, of course, and it, yeah, I'm glad, I hope they win,
right?
Yeah, I hope they win a bajillion dollars, I really do. Yeah, I do.
It's not even hatred of Trump. Now they're turning anybody who's a Trump supporter, like they're turning their hate on that person.
That's correct. You're 100% right, Pat. You're 100% right. All right, buddy. Listen, thank you for calling out in Long Island. I appreciate it. And don't be a stranger. I'll be back on tomorrow night, by the way, just to give you guys a heads up. I'm filling in for Wayne two nights in a row. But, you know, yeah, I mean, the media obviously fans the flames. There's no question about that. And not only that, but you get the ultra-liberal left Hollywoodites who jump in with both feet as well. I mean, think about, I know it's hard to take a deep breath and look at a story and take two steps back. And because this is what I do, And I read these stories every single day. I get so many stories sent to me through email or through Facebook or through Twitter. Hey, check this out, Lee. Check this out, Lee. And then I always look at it and I say, well, now I have to go find the second and third sort of source to see for sure if this story is for real. Or I have to take a couple steps and take a breath and say, wait a second. Hold on. And like in the Smollett case, okay, so middle of the night, you've got two wandering white guys with MAGA hats on and a rope and bleach wandering around one of Chicago's tougher neighborhoods looking for what? What are they looking for at that point in time? They're outgunned and outmanned and the whole nine yards. There's nobody that stupid that would do that. Okay, so you say that to yourself. And so, okay, so you got to kind of digest that. Really? Okay. But nobody wants to do that anymore. Everybody wants to be first. Everybody wants to hit the first punch. Everybody wants to show how smart they are and say, see, I told you there's racism in this country. I told you there's hatred in this country. And, you know, from the CNNs to the MSNBCs to the folks out in Hollywood doing their Twitter storms or whatever you call it, I mean, it ends up firing people up and causing all these angry, ugly feelings. And it's getting out of control. Anyway, we'll talk about this one more segment, and we'll take some more phone calls on it, and then we'll change after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network, and it's War Now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you want to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
War now with a
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car. On smartphones, over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
This show is sponsored by Fortem Resources. Fortem Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. I'm known as the capitalist evangelist because I love great companies, and I love entrepreneurship, and I love capitalism, and I love oil and gas. And I'm introducing you now to a special company that just became the main title sponsor of my radio show and the sponsor of the show. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortem Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built one of the great stocks in the history of the stock market. He built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. That could have been you. Wow. And now his new baby is Fortem Resources. Fortem has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortem owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. Not acres, miles. Fortem is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR, and you can visit them at FortemResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Wow, Mark Bruner, stock of the century, amazing guy. Now he's got a new one for you.
All right, we're back. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Once again, our number is 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. The most friendly caller, friendly show in the entire country. And I just got a text from Wayne Allen Root literally a couple seconds ago. So he is doing okay. He's about to be wheeled into surgery. And, again, they're about to take his phone away. So he wants everybody to know right now he's doing good. And we'll keep you up to date as soon as, if we know something by chance, by the time the show ends tonight, we'll certainly let you know. And tomorrow night, I'm sure we'll be able to report that he's doing fantastic. But as he said last night, prayers never hurt. So if you want to send him some prayers, do that. And you can start now because he's about to get wheeled in. And, you know, that would be a good thing for sure. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So a lot of folks are actually communicating through social media with me, either through emails or up on my Facebook feed about, you know, why the left attacks so much. And Tommy writes into me saying basically it's because I think he thinks the left thinks that we're all a bunch, conservatives are a bunch of religious freaks who push God on everybody. I mean, that's the first line of this long email he sent me. And maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe that's sort of where they're uneasy. Maybe that's part of it. But you know what makes me uneasy? I consider myself almost libertarian, and I had this conversation today, right? And what exactly does that mean? It means that I don't care what you do, right? I don't care what you do as long as you don't hurt somebody. As long as you're not hurting somebody behind closed doors, gay, straight, whatever, I don't care. It doesn't matter who your God is. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. I don't care. And I'll never push that down anybody's throat. And I don't want your transgenderness or your religion or your sexuality jammed down my throat. I don't care about it. If we're, you know, going someplace and you're gay or straight, it doesn't matter to me. If you're a quality human being, you're a quality human being. If you want to make the country a better place, I'm on board. We could have two different ideas politically, and still we can get along. Right? We can have a conversation. It's when you start getting violent. It's when you start getting ugly. It's when you start getting stupid. When you try to change my life to fit yours. I don't want to change my life. I'm not asking you to change yours. Right? If you want to do what you want to do behind closed doors, do it. But don't tell me I can't do what I want to do behind my closed doors. And don't tell folks who are conservatives that they can't believe in God, or they don't believe that the American way and capitalism is the way to go, and they believe that life begins at conception. Don't tell them to think that way. That's not fair either. And that's what ends up happening. And that's sort of where we are right now in the country, although the left seems to be pushing this lunatic narrative about just stuff that means very little in the grand scheme of things to most people. I guarantee you strap most people to a lie detector test, and they don't care what religion you are. They don't even care what color you are. They certainly don't care what sex you are. And they don't care what sex you want to have. I'm telling you, that I can guarantee. If we can make, you know, that kind of truth come out, people would see it. But they have to hide behind this idea that somehow, some way, people hate. Like, people don't hate transgenders. They don't care. They just don't want a grown man going to the bathroom in the same bathroom as their 8-year-old daughter. They don't want that because he feels like a woman that day. That's unacceptable. Because that's crossing the line. Now you're infringing what you perceive to be your rights on mine, or my daughter's, or my niece, or this young girl, or whoever. That doesn't work. That's where the line is drawn. That's where the opposition, we butt heads. And I'll tell you, I said this before, I said it on my own show. If the day comes where the left actually full out fights the right, man, that thing will be over like that. We got all the guns. Hate to say it. But when you push and push and push, the pushback is going to knock you on your rear end. I can promise you that. All right, 1 hour in the books already. Man, it went fast. Jeez, 1 hour in the books already. My email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. Keep them coming. Like I said, I read them all. Can't always respond, but we do our best. It's the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. We'll be back.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Signature.